Greetings, brethren, and I hope everyone is enjoying this last day of Unleavened Bread. We spend so much time and effort preparing for this festival, de-leavening our homes, searching every little nook and cranny for anything that might contain some sort of leavening agent. It's quite the operation. And, of course, it doesn't end there, as we had to continually be on our guard this whole week, avoiding breads and pastries and other food that might have leaven. And then, equally as important, is eating unleavened bread each day, which we all know represents God's righteousness, the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We can't just remove sin and leave a void. Something has to fill it. And the idea is to fill it with God's righteousness. These are all physical acts. We know that leavening itself is not literally sin. That unleavened bread isn't literally righteousness. The physical act of eating unleavened bread doesn't make us righteous. These are things we do as physical beings living in a physical world that represent spiritual concepts. So, if we forget that and only focus on the physical, we're missing out on the actual point that God is making. Now, hold on to that thought. Since today is a holy day, the second holy day in God's spring festivals, we are commanded to do something very special. We all know what that is, and I'm sure some of you have already turned to the scripture that we read each holy day. So, for those of us who haven't already turned there, let's go ahead and open our Bibles to Deuteronomy 16:16, and let us read what God commands us to do this day. Deuteronomy 16:16. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before the Eternal your God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Eternal empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Eternal your God, which he has given you. So today we are commanded to give an offering. In this passage, we are commanded to 1. Appear before God, 2. Not appear before God empty-handed, 3. Give as we are able according to the blessings God has given us. Now, if we meet all those criteria, does that mean we can give ourselves a pat on the back? We've checked off all the boxes and we're righteous in God's eyes. No? Well, of course the answer is no. Just as eating unleavened bread doesn't make us righteous, just giving an offering in any ho-hum way we want doesn't make it right in God's eyes. There's much more to giving than the mere act, and in that act, there are pitfalls. And today, I wanted to talk about one of those pitfalls that could cause replacing the sin we work so hard to get out of our lives with more sin instead of God's righteousness. And that, brethren, is self-righteousness. It's something that God warns us about repeatedly throughout the Bible, particularly in the book of Job, and it's extremely easy to fall into this trap, especially this day and age. The Pharisees were notorious for putting themselves out in front, center stage, to showcase how righteous they were in their deeds. They wanted to make sure the whole world knew that they were good, that they were good people. Now, we're going to talk about them a bit more, but things have not really changed under the sun in 2,000 years. Today, the same mindset and attitude exists when it comes to telling the world how good and how wonderful they are. If you ever browse the social media circuit, it doesn't really matter which platform, you not only see individuals, but businesses doing what is called in the modern vernacular, virtue signaling. This might be an unfamiliar term to some of you. It probably began being used with more frequency within the last 2-3 years or so, but it's exactly what it sounds like. It's when a person or a business signals to the world through some form of media how virtuous and good and righteous they are. It's really not hard to find. Some recent examples would be people changing their avatar photos to the Ukrainian flag, despite having no ties to the Ukraine, not having family or friends there, no heritage, so to speak, but it's to show that they care about the Ukraine. They changed their avatar photo, but do they really care? Or do they just want the world to think they do? A few years ago during the George Floyd riots, it became a trend to post a picture of a black square on their Instagram account. So if you go on Instagram, you'd see a bunch of these black squares show up everywhere. And if you didn't have a black square, if you didn't post a black square, then you were a bad person for not posting a black square. Virtue signaling at its finest. So businesses do this all the time during Pride Month, by changing their logos to be rainbow colored or putting a rainbow flag out or something of the sort. These businesses care nothing about homosexuals, but they want to appear to the world as if they do, because that right now is the world's morality. That's where the moral compass is pointed. So they gotta look like they are supporting that. If we go more in line to the area of giving, an individual might post about how they gave money to help out a family in need, or a business might tweet about how much they contributed to a charitable cause. The deeds themselves are noble and are, of course, helpful, but was it necessary to tell the world, to put the world on notice? Does that add anything to what they gave? What was the motivation to post it publicly? And more importantly, is virtue signaling, which really is just another term for self-righteousness, is it a sin? Turn with me to Isaiah 64, and we'll pick it up in verse 6. Let's find out. Isaiah 64, in verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. So here God tells us that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags to him. Filthy rags, it's an interesting metaphor. It's, when you look it up in Strong's, it's actually soiled clothing from a woman's menstruation. So it's fascinating God would choose that as what our righteousnesses are to him. So why would any of us want to present God with something like that? So yes, it is a sin to be self-righteous. But unfortunately, it's human nature to want to let everyone know about our good deeds. We love praise. We are inherently self-centered and thirst for approval. And it's this very nature that we're trying to get rid of and replace with a spiritual mindedness, God's righteousness. Godly love isn't centered on self. So, what is God's righteousness in terms of how we should give? Using the Pharisees as an example, because they did the exact same thing during Christ's day, Jesus Christ instructs us on the proper way to give. Let's turn to Matthew 6, and we'll read verses 1 through 4. Matthew 6, verses 1 through 4. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men? Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. This scripture not only applies to how we give an offering, but in all our charitable deeds. The Pharisees used to sound a trumpet when they did something good. Why? To get everyone's attention. Today, people blast it out on social media. It's just a modern form of blasting a trumpet to the world. We're not to be that way when we give. To give with godly, righteous character is to give to please God, not ourselves or other men. It goes beyond the mere physical act. It should never be a show put on for display to the public. Pomp and circumstance. Giving an offering is not about us, about how righteous we are because we give. It's an attitude of gratitude, of thanksgiving, of respect and fear for God. If we make a show of it, it's not showing God respect. We're not doing it for God, we're doing it for ourselves. So by giving an offering the way God intends for us is taking on the righteousness of God, which is what is needed to replace the void that the absence of sin has created.